We're enjoying Marshall Tiger softball today here in Schofield at the brand new indoor facility at DC Everest High School. And Tiger softball coach Becky Linsmeyer joining us for some comments on her ball club. And Becky, your team off to a pretty good start thus far this season. Fill us in on these first couple of weeks and how things have gone for the Tigers.
Yeah, you know, we haven't been outside a whole lot. We practiced two games outside the first week, and then we had a home game last night. But otherwise, we've been indoors. Last weekend, we were up in Rhinelander. We were fortunate enough to get the games in before the ice storm came through. So we went 2-1 up there. It was a good competition. We saw some good things. We also see a lot of things that we got to work on, but we can't really get out and work on them until we get out on field, you know.
Well, your ball club looks to be rather young this year. Tell us about that aspect of your team.
Yeah, you know, we have right now we're carrying two freshmen for our starting pitchers. You know, we have quite a few sophomores. We do have a nice group of seniors that are contributing every game and every practice and working hard and doing everything that we ask them to do on that side. But yeah, we are, as far as if you look at it, as far as a varsity experience, game experience, we are pretty young, I would say, compared to others. But so far, you know, they've responded really well, and they've been accepting of whatever role we ask them.
You mentioned, Becky, only a few seniors on this team, but tell us about those young ladies and what they contribute to you.
Yeah, so we got a group of five seniors. Kyla Pugh, who's returning off of an injury, so hopefully we'll have her back sometime maybe mid to late April. We have Bailey Crone, who's more of a utility player for us. We have Madison Krause, who's been on the varsity team for three, maybe 4 years. She's primarily playing our first base, but I could easily put her at third base as well. She's a good person to have in the middle of our lineup as well. And then we have, Madison Krause.
Delaney
Varsho, who's an outfielder for us. She's been playing on the varsity for 2 or 3 years as well. Primarily, last couple of years, she's been playing out in left field. Moved her a little bit over to center field this year just because of some injuries and other circumstances that have popped up. And then Taylor Weiss is the other senior we have, who's, again, been with us for about 2 or 3 years on the varsity, and she's playing primarily right field for us. And all of them, you know, are contributing offensively. I thought last week Delaney, Taylor, and Maddie put some really good at-bats together for us up at the Dome. They saw a lot. I think Delaney saw about 49 pitches, which is outstanding, you know, and really battled. She might have not – she hit the ball hard, but it was right at him, but she got on base through walks and certain things like that.
Well, Becky, it seems like five of your first six games this year will be in indoor facilities, and that gets you a heads up on the season. Tell us what it's like to be able to play early in the year in these types of indoor facilities.
It's huge for us, you know, especially with a young team. We don't have the pitching, and I want to avoid every doubleheader we can, you know, because I want these girls to be, I know this is a team that is going to be there at the end of the season, and we're going to compete every game, but I don't want to run our pitchers into the ground either. So playing these games like today and last week up in the Dome, they're huge for us. These early games, you know, these non-conference games, it gives us everybody in the games and hopefully get a good look at them, get them the exposure, the experience that they need, the reps that they need. They get to see the pitches, you know, live pitching that sometimes we can't duplicate in a practice. So this is huge for us. You know, if we're going to have, after today, we'll have six games before our first conference game, and that's going to be awesome for us.